Welcome to the Think TLH podcast, brought to you by the Knight Creative Communities Institute. This is a show about innovators, creative thinkers, and individuals that are making transformative change here in Tallahassee, Florida. Welcome back, Think TLH podcast listeners. Today we have with us Domi Station's Executive Director, Antonio Montoya, after making significant contributions to the growth of the startup ecosystem in North Alabama. Antonio was selected to lead and learn from the entrepreneurs and innovators at Domi, and he began his work in April of 2018. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So coming to Tallahassee from Huntsville, Alabama, what has that transition and experience been like?
That's a loaded question. It's a long story. Let's say that, we moved to Alabama, and people say that's crazy, from South Florida because of education, because we wanted a place that was a little bit less busy and had better opportunities on the public side for our son, who was at the time 3 years old. So this is 15 years ago, right? Long story short, fast forward, the guy, landed in a very good college. So he's off to college, in a great college town, having a great experience. So we checked that box. I was working with technology companies. So, I was also, for my career, was pretty good, because I worked in startups and tech companies for a long time. And they made a very good position for me in Huntsville that allowed me to not travel so much. So, have that family time as well, which was important,
right?
Which was very hard in South Florida. Again, Miami distances and everything was so hard. Plus, I was traveling through South America all the time, so I was never home. So that kind of worked out. And then our son was, setting his sights and going out of state and going to college. So my wife and I are like, so what's next for us, right? So we started looking for different kinds of opportunities. For the past 4 years, four or five years in Alabama, I was following a journey very similar to the journey here at Domi. So we started a nonprofit incubator called the Rocket Hatch. And then we, with a partner, we were working on a for-profit co-working space called Huntsville West. So I was pretty much doing the same thing I'm doing. And I was thinking, maybe it's time for it to change. Maybe I'll look for another corporate job. And then disappeared, right? Disappears in Tallahassee, Florida. I knew about Tallahassee because of Lucas. Lucas and I connected through Southern Alpha, which was a blog that talked about startups in the South, kind of 4 or 5 years ago. No longer active, out of Nashville, actually. And so I knew what was going on with Domi, so I came and visited, and I was really super surprised with the community that I found, right? So it's similar in terms of, the community at in Huntsville was small, it was forming, right? So we were looking, all of us are looking at the same ideas, right?
Right.
How can we create a community where people want to stay, or where we can attract people to build startups and do tech companies here and provide opportunities instead of having to go to Silicon Valley or Denver or the usual places.
Absolutely.
Which quite frankly was what prompted me to move out of Miami, right? Miami was at the time, 2003, there was nothing going on. Now you go to Miami and say, wow, right? This is something that has emerged in the past maybe decade, if you think about it, maybe a little bit longer than that. And there's places like Chattanooga that show what a small city can do, right? So this was, again, the challenge was, okay, so we go back to doing the same thing we've been doing for the past 4 years. If we're going to do that because it's hard work, I wanted to make sure that it was a community where there was going to be, enough collaboration so that, that hard work, can succeed. And again, I think that what I've seen in Tallahassee is that there is a lot of activity, there's a lot of interest, and there's a lot of people that are interested in making it happen. And I think that's what's cool. So from that perspective, it's great. But there's so many changes in our life, and we kind of like we usually do it that way in my family, right? You know, it's like, okay, so let's get married, let's buy a new house. Oh, no, by the way, let's change countries, you know. That's kind of like the way we do things. So we ended up doing the same thing, you know. So we sold our house in the summer. Our son is off to school in North Carolina. We're here looking for a house. We had our first hurricane, of course, you know.
Exciting.
It had to be exciting. So it's been a lot of excitement this year and in the transition. And of course, a lot of work, just getting to know the community and getting things going.
Well, it's interesting that you picked up on the collaboration when you were looking at Tallahassee, because I do think that's something that makes our community unique. And we really are going through this transformation, and that has started by a lot of different people collaborating together on ideas. You know, you look at Domi, which started in 2014, and already recently wasn't Tallahassee listed as a top 50 city in the U.S. for entrepreneurs. So, you know, Domi is really leading the efforts in entrepreneurship, and they're working so closely with our major universities here. So what do you think it is about Tallahassee that's really promoting that innovation and that collaboration? Because I don't think you always see collaboration in different cities like you see it in Tallahassee.
That is hard. I don't know what caused it, right? I think that somebody early on, you know, made some interesting decisions that transformed into, you know, that resulted into the culture that is in the city right now. Hard to say. I don't know how that happens.
It's true.
Because what I learned, you know, this is going to be a roundabout way to address this, but I'm a serial immigrant. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, right? So when I was 16, I didn't like Colombia, so I left for France.
Right.
Right. Well, I found out France was not all that I thought it was going to be, and it was, you know, there were so many things. So I went back to Colombia. Then an opportunity presented itself, you know, and somebody said, hey, look, you know, Puerto Rico. Okay, boom, moved to Puerto Rico, right? Then after 4 years in Puerto Rico, I was like, well, maybe Puerto Rico, you know, has closed its cycle. Miami is calling,
Miami.
Right? Then I was in Miami. It's like, hey, what about Huntsville, Alabama? I was like, okay, right? So as you can see, there's a pattern there, right? It's very easy to lure me out. Although I stayed in Alabama for 15 years, which is the longest I lived anywhere. Which is funny, right? You know, so where are you from? Yeah, maybe I'm from Alabama, right?
Because that's you've lived there the longest.
So it's easy. For me, the default is not to get engaged, right? Because, you know, I don't know what's next. But in Huntsville, after living so long there, I decided that I wanted to get engaged. And, you know, I found a culture there, and you know, the leitmotif was, well, we don't like the culture, so it seems that I need to move. But what if I give it a chance to change the culture, right? Make the change or be the change. That is super hard, right? So there are certain things that you cannot change. And even if you make an impact, it's still going to be within the framework that is already there, right? So that's the one thing that
right.
I learned. The framework in Tallahassee is very interesting. Few cities have that. I can tell you that I've seen something similar in Chattanooga, where there's a lot of different people, lots of different people. And being Tallahassee being different from Chattanooga, the thing that I see is common is there's a lot of people that want to move the city together, you know, in the same direction, right? That is not very common, and it's hard to find. And I think that to me is what I said, well, okay, if I'm going to continue doing this, which is so hard, I like to be in a place where this is already in place as opposed to try to create that, because that is a lot more difficult.
And it's a good thing, because that is hard. That is hard to create, that collaboration and that unity and getting moving towards that collective vision. Well, we're glad you chose to come to Tallahassee.
Yeah,
and we
I'm
hope
glad to
Tallahassee
be here.
Becomes your new home that you've lived in longer than 15 years, so you can call this home. Well, tell us a little bit about Domi for our listeners who may not necessarily know all the great things that Domi does.
So Domi is an incubator and a co-working space. So it's a very interesting thing because it's a hybrid. You know, sometimes you have these places that are just a co-working space or just an incubator. And it's actually a great example of collaboration, right? So Domi is only possible because Leon County and a few individuals in Leon County decided that it was important for the city to have an incubator. Apparently, this has been an idea. There had been an idea that had been discussed for a long time, but had never been possible. There were some private individuals that were interested in doing some investing that came together as well. And the universities also came together. So that's a great example of a lot of different organizations with very different missions and objectives coming together to combine efforts to do something that is good for the city. And to me, again, the fact that we have, it took a warehouse that was used for, I think it was
storage
of voting equipment, I think, that has transformed into this place where all the community is welcome to come and work and to do things is fantastic. So the co-working side is basically is super easy. It's a membership-based working space. So for people that are that have their own business or are working remote or that are just starting something, it's a flexible space. You only have to pay month to month. You have different kinds of environments. So you have the open area, you have your own office if you need it, or you can have also, you know, meeting rooms and, you know, the lounge. You can go and grab your coffee and have the water cooler. You know, so you have that opportunity to be with other humans, right, as you work. Because the thing with remote workers, right, is you can work from anywhere right now. So you could work from your kitchen if you wanted to, but sometimes that gets lonely. Right, so the concept of co-working, the co is the community side, right, where you are working, but you're working within a community. So having that community of workers is pretty good. And the other side is the startup incubator. So is how do we get people that have an idea? How do we support them so they can turn that idea into a business? And I think that what's magical about Domi is that there is an opportunity to have the full spectrum of coming in from being curious about, you know, the community and Tallahassee and just engaging with the Tallahassee community in a very welcoming, non-threatening manner through co-working or through the events we do. We have over 150 events per year. Not all of the events are ours. I mean, many of the events are done by someone else in the community that, you know, needs a space, and then we are very and very happy to support people that are promoting causes. Like, for instance, we have this thing called Startup Grind that happens right. Once a month. That is not a Domi event. That is actually a volunteer-run program. And Sean, who's leading it, you know, he uses our space for that. Barbara Westcott is another person in the community.
Women Wednesdays.
She does Women's Wednesdays. It's her thing, but we are happy to provide the space on Wednesdays so that she can conduct them. And she brings 50, 60 people every week to the space. So it's a very easy way for you to get connected into the community, right? And then once you get connected, if you want to get engaged, then co-working is kind of like the next step. That engagement, what we hope translates it's into creating the creation of networks, right? So the person that comes into Domi meets another person, they can be their next co-founder. Great story there. It's Divvy Up Socks.
Right? I was just thinking of Divvy Up as you were talking, you know, of an example of how this collaboration and those connections really are working.
Exactly.
And that's one of the many examples. I mean, there have been so many startups that have happened right there within the walls of Domi.
Exact. And again, is engagement leading to networks, and then networks leading to startups. And then when they are in that process of doing, which is hard, which is difficult, of course, we provide education. There's a program called Get Started for that. But there's also the opportunity to have access to mentors, right? So when you get your first term sheet, you know, like, you don't even know what a term sheet is, you know, So who are the lawyers that can help you with that? Who are the people that are going to look at that from a financial perspective, make sure that the valuation that you're given is the right one? You know, when you're hiring your first employee, you know, do you need an employee manual? You know, what kind of insurance do you need? I mean, all those things, all those questions you're going to have, we want to have the resources so that people can, you know, get those answers right away and to make silly mistakes as they are building what they need to build. And again, the water cooler is, I cannot overstate the value of being able to commiserate with another human being when you're feeling down or when you're unsure, you're excited and you want to celebrate that you landed a new business or you hired somebody. You know, that's really what Domi allows you to do, right? So it's to do all these things in a community.
Well, we saw it firsthand a couple years ago. Lucas Lindsay was one of our catalysts, and so our KCCI C Tallahassee team would meet at Domi each week. And even as I'd be sitting in the lobby just talking to people before or after the meeting, you would meet a muralist or an artist, you know, and people that we ended up bringing on to that C Tallahassee team. And they went off and created murals for us, which people see throughout town today. So we really could see those collaborations happening right there. And the water cooler example is so, it's perfect because it really, you know, you come out and you're like, oh, we just had this great successful meeting and now we're gonna go do X. And you really could be out there not only sharing your excitement with your direct team, but with all the people that were standing in the lobby talking and collaborating as well. It's truly, it's a wonderful model that y'all have started here in Tallahassee. And to be surrounded by all of these innovators and creatives that are all co-working in that space.
Yeah, that's really what attracts me, right? So when you, the other reason why you, when you ask, why did you come here, right? You know, is because that was kind of like something that I needed to have in my checkbox, right? So if you're going to move to a place, it needs to be a welcoming place where I can get plugged in quickly, right? Because again, even as a serial immigrant, now I recognize that, well, you know, that's easier to do when you have like this atomic family and you're like struggling because the kid is little and it's all about the soccer and the piano lessons and all that stuff. That's one phase in your life. But now that we are back to being just my wife and I, we wanted a place to belong, right? And in a place like Domi, and it's interesting how that is working out right now. We are working with Choose Tallahassee.
Yes.
And a few others. Because we truly believe that Domi is a great landing spot. It's a great soft landing place. So you're relocating to Tallahassee. And let's say that you are a training spouse. And let's say that, you know, you are working remotely for Corporation Y or X. This is the perfect place, again, as opposed to your kitchen table, to get connected to the community, right? Some people even bring their own business. They're not moving here because of, you know, somebody else getting a job here, but because they are trying to get closer to their grandkids or whatever. And then suddenly you see them doing the same thing. So it's not just the young people that are coming in, but the people my age, which again, now want a community to belong. And then this is again, the perfect place, you know, to immerse yourself in the community, get connected, and again, create those networks that are going to make you stay.
Absolutely. And I know each year with KCCI and our volunteer community catalyst groups, that's always one of my favorite things is working with the diverse group that's put together, because not only do we have different diversity in catalysts, but age diversity, you know, backgrounds, how long they've lived in Tallahassee type diversity. It's always so fascinating to see and a group of individuals come together who truly are change agents, and they are focused on spending a year of their life to be actionable. You know, what can they accomplish that's truly going to be tangible and actionable within that 1 year time frame that enhances Tallahassee's quality of life? And of course, we do all that because we want the creatives, the youths of the world, to want to come and stay in Tallahassee and live here and make it their home. Well, what has it been like working with some of the innovators and the startups that are starting their businesses here in Tallahassee?
Well, that's the, you know, that's something that I decided that I wanted to do a few years ago after having my own companies, working in tech companies for many, many years. I decided that, you know, maybe I didn't have as much energy as I used to. So a good way to vicariously live the startup experience was by being a mentor and helping others that were trying to, you know, go into that route and hopefully contribute with the experience and the connections that I have. So being in Tallahassee, what is really interesting is the diversity of companies that I see here. So one of the things that happened to me, in Alabama is much like, you know, it's interesting, right? But Huntsville, Alabama, I don't know if you know about Huntsville, is the Rocket City, right? It's where the Apollo program, you know,
right,
was conducted. And basically it's all about rocket science, and particularly engines. You know, that's where the engines are designed. And there's a lot of DoD and there's a lot of aerospace, and that's very much the optimized, you know, that's what the city is optimized for. And that's where a lot of innovation and things happen. So it's very, very specific and a lot of engineering. Here in Tallahassee, I see a huge diversity, you know, many more opportunities. It's a challenge, but at the same time is an opportunity as well, right? The challenge is, if you're known for something, if you can, you know, focus on something, then there's an opportunity for, you know, optimization and growth, and you can create that. But then it becomes an environment where, you know, if you are that fit, then it's perfect. But if you're not that fit, it's not as great. I think in Tallahassee, there's such a variety of things. I mean, I've seen anything from art, from film. I mean, I didn't know that the film school was, you know, one of the best in the country.
Right.
Right. I don't know how many people know that, but it's kind of interesting. That was not something that I knew before I came here.
Well, and even when Michael Jackson had first died, the FSU film school, the part of the team at our school at FSU, they created, when they did a tribute to Michael Jackson, the holograms that were on the stage that kind of looked like him dancing at a big music award, that was created by people right here in Tallahassee, Florida. And most of our Tallahassee residents didn't even realize that when it was happening.
Fantastic.
Was FSU leading the way in this technology and innovation. And it was right with the film school.
Well, but that's interesting, because then the counter for that is, or the not the counter, but the other side of the same coin that you just mentioned is that there's a lot of AR, there's a lot of augmented reality,
yes,
and virtual reality interest, and people doing things like Valen, which actually also started at Domi, right? That are working on applications, you know, of these new technologies in everyday life. So again, you can say, well, that's the artistic side of it, right? And the production and all that the film school entails. But then there's all this technology that is being associated with that, that is going to change the way we learn. It's going to change the way we drive, the way we do things, right? You know, when you have all these things popping in your head, right? It's gonna change the way we interact with people. When you get a pop-up that says, which I need, by the way. Oh, by the way, this is so-and-so, because I forget names.
I need that too.
Right? Okay, so it's like, oh, thank goodness. Okay, yeah. So there's all this stuff that is going to start happening very quickly, and Tallahassee is very well positioned for that. So I think that there's so many different things in the startup. So going back to your question, the variety of things that startups are doing in Tallahassee, that's what is really the part that I enjoy the most. And I feel that is more interesting, but it's also the most challenging, right? Because then, you know, today I'm working with someone that needs help, figuring out how to start up, create an enterprise. And tomorrow I'm trying to figure out how to help somebody that is seeking funding for research on a medical device, right? Which again, there's a huge piece of industry that is related to the College of Medicine that is all about, you know, anywhere from medical devices to, you know,
Concussion drug that was recently
medical
developed.
Marijuana, you know, I mean, there's like, it's going in every other direction, right? So that is challenging because, you know, networks are limited. So we're going to have to increase our networks, not just in Tallahassee, but beyond Tallahassee, so that we can support these startups properly. Yeah.
Well, where can someone go to get more information about Domi?
Well, so the first place is our website, domistation.com. And we have also a fairly decent social media presence. But the best way to experience Domi is to come to our incubator, which is located at 914 Railroad Avenue. So it's in the old Amtrak, train complex. Right next to everything that's happening in Tallahassee. It's like we're right next to Railroad Square, across the street from the All Saints Coffee, right next to the new Greenwise. I mean, like, if you want a cool place where there's all kinds of stuff happening, you were right in the middle of it right now. So it's very cool.
Well, thank you for everything you're doing. And I can't wait to see what's next in store at Domi under your leadership. So we're really glad that you chose Tallahassee and chose to come on board at Domi. And thanks for sitting down with us today.
Thank you very much. Really, this has been a lot of fun. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute. If you want to learn more or hear other episodes, go to kcci.com/thinktlh. Please also subscribe to the show through Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, give us a review. And for more updates, follow us at KCCI Tallahassee on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check back every Thursday for another episode of Think TLH. Our show is produced and edited by Allison Levitt, and I'm Betsy Couch, and you've been listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute.